whatever exists, will carry the opposite, will give birth to opposite. You remember the word, the famous word, chandra? Remember that word? There is this word, chandra, does not have any meaning at all. Yes, one of my teachers created it. Said, this word has no meaning in it, right? Now let's talk about non-chandra. All of you understand the second word I used. How? Why non-chandra makes sense to you? Chandra itself was a strange word with no meaning, just a sound, right? None is in it. That's the rule of existence. And that's a very important thing for us, because we believe that you cannot separate them, you cannot isolate them. Therefore, we don't believe in black and white as a science does, because in science is based on what? Logic is based on what? The first rule of logic was that any sentence, saying, or declaration is right or wrong. That's the basis of logic. Therefore, logically, we see the universe black and white. And we judge it black or white. Whatever it is for us is good or bad, up or down, here or there, right? Here we don't believe in that. We know black and white are intertwined like yin and yang. You cannot divide them. Therefore, imperfection is always there. There is your choice to look at the imperfection or perfection. Both are together in a masterpiece. This masterpiece we believe in started with listen, and listening is very important. And it's very difficult. What's the difficulty of listening? All of you are experiencing it now, unknowingly. You cannot really listen to what I'm saying, because you're talking, maybe. Silently, of course. You call it thinking. When you think, you're talking. And you always think. So you're always talking. There's someone over there talking. Who is that one? That one is the first important stuff to realize, to know, and to deal with. This is the essence of the first story of this book. Look at that one. How did you get it? Do you remember how you get it? These things you call it thinking or whatever. I don't understand. I'm talking from the standpoint of that alien. Remember these two fellows here. This translucent one are good helps. Where did you get your thinking? How did you get it? One day, you were looking around and curiosity was pushing you to understand what's going on in this universe. You were newcomers, babies, and there is a time that you start to hunt for knowledge and understanding. When you pull yourself together and hunt for this understanding, which is handmade for you here outside, you will find it in your path. And you will love it. Of course you will love it, because first of all, it's handmade for you. Secondly, it's the first beautiful thing you got. So you believed in it and you gave whatever you had to have that one. lady up there, which is talking now. That's handmade. And it was good, because by this thinking, which is permanent talking inside, you grow up. You use it, you grow up. Then there is a critical moment that suddenly this cannot work anymore. Because you used it for everything. Remember? When you realize that you could think, you used this thinking machine in you for everything, period. Right? That's a problem. Why? You cannot put everything in one box. Because one part of that everything is the other side. Remember, the opposite. If you try to put yin and yang in a basket, you have both of them, not one of them. You cannot have all your life, which is, let's say, yang, in one basket, and not having the yin in there. It's hidden there. We talk about that because you have forgotten about that. This is the process of rule and exception. You learn the rules. You use the rule and it's perfectly all right with your life. What about the exception? The exception skips your mind, always. That's how mind can work. Because your mind is dividing everything to black and white. Why is it so? Do you know why your mind is labeling everything black or white? To judge. It's judging. Why? You tell me why.
In order to fulfill those basic requirements of life.
Exactly. In order to live, remember what the life was. Life is a package that has some concept of in and out for itself. It's a package that understands that there is me and the environment, the rest of the universe, right? And this me knows what I need to live. Remember it? What do I need to live? Eat, not to be eaten, and reproduce. This is the logic of the brain, of thinking, in animals, in all animals, including us. There is something like brain, not necessarily like brain, because there are simpler animals, but there is a place which should permanently judge the environment. Is this good for me? Do I want this? Should I approach this? Or should I run away from this? Of course, it's not thinking. In a lot of simple biological machine, it's a feeling. This feeling of being attracted to something or distracted. But it's always that. So the brain, intelligence, is that handmade. It's made to judge, to label the things good or bad for me, and learn the rules. And on the surface, this universe is running by rules. It's interesting that now, after 700 years after Rumi, we realize that it is really so. I mean, literally, it is so. On the surface, everything is running according to rules, right? But if we dig down, what we find? When we go down and we pass the atomic level, we go to subatomic level, suddenly we arrive at a level that is running by chaos. No rules there. And that's the base of everything, base of this physics. This is the logic. You got it, you used it, it works perfectly, but what about the exception? That exception is very important. That's what we want to talk about here. We talk about the exception in us. There is some part of us which is not the animal one. It's beyond that, because it covers different dimensions. The animal existence was in the existence, of course, which to us is the smallest universe, you remember? Then it is the dream. Some animals, they have it. There is imagination. Only we have it. And there's the last ultimate dimension we know, non-existence. That's what we understand. That's what you should understand to sit here. Because the people who sat in front of Rumi, they understood that he has something they don't. They realized the absence of that source of happiness and joy in him. And this is what he's trying to teach us. So first he said, look at your intelligence. You are talking, you're not listening.